when I was in high school, the only things that would ever come on the radio on the morning commute were about how awful the economy was and how it has taken a tank. And it seemed to kind of get regularly worse for like a solid 3 years, really most of my high schooling career. Only near the end did I even start to hear any rhetoric about how it might be improving moving forward out of that. All of the economic decisions you have to make when you get out of high school are sort of dependent on like, okay, well, the job market is crap right now, and so is the economy. So what do I do now?
I was aware that the war that we had gone into with Iraq had made the country suffer a little bit economically. I knew that going into the 2008 presidential election, part of it was who's going to create more jobs. How is the economy going to benefit?
I started high school in the fall of 2007, but nothing huge happened until Lehman Brothers collapsed the September of the next year in 2008. The state of the economy at that point was pretty dire. I was very concerned with politics, but wasn't too concerned with the economy.
I heard a lot about jobs being cut. There was a large emphasis on how our generation and the people that were graduating from high school were going to have a lot more difficulty finding jobs. And that was very scary to face because we were just about to go into the next phase of our lives. And already we had this big roadblock in front of us. We were asked our opinions, but I feel like a lot of us didn't really know what was going on. It was hard for us to really understand the severity of the situation.
What I had heard and what turned out to be true seem a little far from each other. I remember in high school them telling you that you pretty much had to go to college to get a good job. I never really thought about how I was actually going to pay for college. Like, people just take out loans. It'll be fine, but it's not how it turned out.
I kind of had trouble finding a job that was decent. As from just graduating high school with not a lot of job experience, you don't really have a lot to judge that against. So you're not sure if it's, okay, can I not get a job because the economy is bad, or can I not get a job because getting a job is awful. And then after that, knowing that job options are limited, you have to pick your major carefully.
The only reality that I had to face when I graduated was what to choose to go to college for. I did not have to face the reality of the workforce because in my mind, the only thing I could do was go to college. I did some research on what to study in college and decided that whatever it was, I had to do a bunch of things. It had to be interdisciplinary so that I could really work in any field that I wanted to.
While being in college, we have been continuously prepped about how finding a job is going to be a lot tougher, that we need to make ourselves as unique as possible because we're competing against so many other people. It's really emphasized that you need to go to graduate school, that you need that one extra step.
For a long time, I really knew that I wanted to be a veterinarian. Once I graduated high school, I went to the University of Rhode Island as an animal science major on a pre-vet track. Since then, a lot has changed. I had to transfer out of University of Rhode Island because I was unable to take out a loan to pay for the rest of my time there. I'm starting to plan a career that does not involve veterinary school. It's not practical.
I'm currently studying political science and international affairs with a minor in French and business administration. My living arrangements at college have changed substantially. I started off living at school. My finances changed a lot my second year, and I switched to commuting. I also currently have 3 jobs.
I am an elementary educator. I will be graduating and going to teach in a school. I now commute because it's too expensive to stay on campus, and I didn't really want to go into graduate school with $10,000 more in debt. It didn't seem worth it to me. This is the reality of the economy that we live in. We have to think about debt and the amount that we're racking up. At this point, a lot of us hold 2 jobs to be able to afford just books. I never thought about that kind of stuff until now, and now it's vital.
I wanted to go into game design. I am still going into game design, but I'm also getting a bachelor's in computer science. I'm sort of planning around a fallback, just in case. I would have been willing to go to RPI from year one, but it would have made things really difficult. So going to a community college to get credits out of the way very cheaply for 2 years, it kind of seemed like the only reasonable option. It didn't seem like even going to a big, expensive school at first was what anyone should be doing.
I think I'm going to be able to find jobs. I don't know how long I will hold these positions for because I've heard that college grads will find jobs and then keep them for a year or less and then move on to something new. So I don't really know the typical definition of career for me. I don't know what I'll be able to find long term. For others my age, I'm a little concerned. I have friends whose monthly payments are in the quadruple digits. With my chosen field's starting salary, I'm not sure that I would be able to pay that and then afford to eat.
I'm optimistic about the future for people my age, though a lot of people might not be. I think that it's not a bad thing that people have to further their education and continue to become more well-rounded people. I think that eventually the job market will open up more. It's just tough right now because everyone is trying to get into that job market. It just might not happen as soon as we initially thought.
With a good education and without a crippling student debt, that's just what anybody does. You get out of school, you try to get a good job, and you try not to let external factors be too bad for you. I think everyone's kind of in that boat. The job market is slowly, at least, improving on a regular basis. And going into a recovering job market is a lot better than going into a tanking one.
I will be able to graduate school. I will be able to look for a job. For college students, it does seem a little grim paying for college. The rates aren't going down at all. It's not becoming easier for those who need to pay for their own way. And that's what I'm a little worried about. It almost seems a little bit like we're the generation of kids who think they can go to college, find out that they can't afford it anymore and have to drop out or change their plans. It's a lot of unfinished degrees.
It's weird to be so detached from this kind of thing. Like, for most of the adult populace of America, they experienced the before, they experienced the decline, they experienced the afterward. It's strange never knowing what a good economy is like as an adult. Hopefully that changes in 10 years. Hopefully things are better.